Out on a beach in Centerville, Nate Mayo, the policy manager of Vineyard Wind, is witnessing what he believes is a big step forward for offshore wind power. Next to him, a large machine is drilling a hole 40 feet into the asphalt of the parking lot as morning joggers and beach walkers pass by. The hole is only 6 inches across, and from the outside, it seems fairly mundane. But to Mayo and the people at Vineyard Wind, one small hole represents a world of possibility.
So we're out at Koval's Beach. This is one of the potential landing points for the offshore cable, which will bring Vineyard Wind's energy to the grid.
For an offshore wind farm to bring energy to the state, it needs a cable carrying that energy from the turbines to a power station on land. Vineyard Wind has proposed to run this cable either through the parking lot of Koval's Beach or underneath Lewis Bay in Hyannis. The soil samples they're taking here may help to decide the cable's route.
Wind energy in America has been a long time coming, and this is kind of one little tiny step that is exciting, even though it doesn't look like much more than drilling a little hole in a parking lot.
Mayo himself would know. After graduating from college, he joined the campaign of Massachusetts State Senator Robert O'Leary and spent much of his time there lobbying against Cape Wind, an offshore wind proposal that was shut down after 10 years of struggle with the community. He points offshore to a relic of that project, to what looks like a thin stick standing just at the edge of the horizon.
You can see the tower that was collecting the data that would inform Cape Wind's design, and that's actually slated to be removed. And it's kind of this interesting changing of the guard.
Last month, the state selected Vineyard Wind over two other energy companies to create an 800-megawatt offshore wind farm, enough energy to power 400,000 homes. Vineyard Wind believes it was, in part, their community-oriented approach that set them apart from competitors. The company is backed by two large European companies specializing in offshore wind, Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners, and Avangrid Renewables. But they've made steps to establish themselves locally, creating a headquarters in New Bedford and entering into a community benefits partnership with local energy collaborative Vineyard Power. To get to know who exactly Vineyard Power is, you have to travel to Tisbury on Martha's Vineyard. I meet with one of Vineyard Power's founders and president, Richard Andre, at his energy-efficient home and farm, powered by his personal wind turbine.
So that's the turbine. Do you see the turbine down there?
He points out towards a 110-foot-tall turbine spinning behind his home. Cape Wind was happening when Andre first moved to the island, and while he's always loved wind power, he realized that if a wind farm was to ever succeed near the vineyard, it would need the backing of locals. It was then that his collaborative was born in the spirit of his island farm.
So it's local food, local energy, and from that, you know, the connections to Vineyard Power came up. The island had a lot of discussions about raising our food here locally, and then why can't we do the same with energy?
Now, with a partnership with Vineyard Wind, they've gotten the company to agree to a maintenance center in Vineyard Haven, and they're hoping their partnership can soothe Cape Wind fears. But the project is not without environmental concerns. Andrew Gottlieb of the Association to Preserve Cape Cod says a cable through Lewis Bay may disrupt a fragile ecosystem.
We want to make sure in particular that the cable routing, you know, avoids sensitive resources, a particular Egg Island in Lewis Bay, and then whatever remaining eelgrass beds there are.
Vineyard Wind has been laying the groundwork for building the country's biggest offshore wind farm for almost a decade. Eric Stevens, chief development officer of Vineyard Wind, says that long buildup has given them the perspective to see this project through.
It is a challenging undertaking, there's no doubt about it. We do have lots to learn yet, but we also know a lot about what we're doing. So full steam ahead, but humbly so.
Currently, the company is negotiating a rate with the state's Department of Public Utilities, and approval and permitting will begin later this summer. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan in Tisbury.